1 year after the Zionist genocide of women and children in Gaza, the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant to the Zionist Prime Minister Netanyahu and ex-Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for their war crimes and crimes against humanity. The ICC published a statement on its official website saying that Netanyahu and Gallant have violated the rules of armed conflict by intentionally denying food, water, medicine, fuel, and power and constantly blocking humanitarian aid to Gaza. Amidst the anger of the Zionists and American officials, the ruling was met with widespread international support, with even many European countries declaring their commitment to implementing the court's rulings. However, an important question is raised here. What effect will the issuance of this ruling have on the public demand around the world to stop the war and massacre against civilians in Gaza and Lebanon, and to bring justice to criminal leaders of the Israeli regime and their main supporters, especially the White House officials? At present, 124 countries have signed membership of the International Criminal Court. According to the law of the body, they should arrest Netanyahu as a war criminal if he visits any of them. The Israeli regime, which has a dark record of massacre, murders, and criminal against Palestinians over the past 7 decades, is not a signatory of the International Criminal Court and does not recognize the jurisdiction of this court in its territory. Accordingly, the leaders of the regime have announced that this body has no jurisdiction to issue a verdict against the Zionists. Still, the International Criminal Court rejected this objection because the Palestinian government has been an official member of this institution since 2015. Therefore, crimes committed by anyone in the occupied Palestinian territories, such as Gaza, are in fact within the jurisdiction of the court. The United States, as the main ally and supporter of the Israeli regime, in its constant crimes against the oppressed Palestinian people, is not a signatory to the statute of this court. And in the past, it even sanctioned international criminal court authorities who had begun efforts to investigate war crimes committed by the CIA and the United States military in Afghanistan. This means that it is unlikely that the United States government will exert any pressure on the leaders of the Israeli regime and support the ruling of this court. On the contrary, in the past 2 days, some American senators and officials have threatened the judge of the court and the countries that have declared their support for the ruling. However, Netanyahu's freedom of action and diplomatic travel will certainly be much more limited than before, and he must conduct extensive consultation before making any trip to learn the host government's position on the ruling of the International Criminal Court. On the other hand, the rest of the regime's political and military leaders will also feel the shadow of the threat of issuing a similar ruling, and this will intensify international pressure on Israeli warlike plans and their actions in continuing the war, especially in southern Lebanon and northern Gaza, which is now under complete siege. Also, it is believed that the Western and even Asian allies of Israel that are members of the International Criminal Court will face home pressure to severe diplomatic contacts with Netanyahu. It is likely that not only Netanyahu will be limited in his foreign trips, but also leaders of other countries will limit their visits to the occupied territories and meeting and shaking hands and taking photos with a war criminal. The ruling against Netanyahu and Gallant could also affect the flow of weapons from European countries to Israel, given laws restricting the transfer of weapons to perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity. To date, 32 cases have been brought before the court, with judges issuing 11 convictions and 4 acquittals. However, if the verdicts of the International Criminal Court on Netanyahu and Gallant are never enforced, their names will forever be recorded on the list of war criminals and genocide perpetrators in history.